welcome to Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd, your host this evening, and I have a wonderful and lovely guest here in our studio, Luis Garcia. Luis Garcia is a writer. He's a multifaceted artist, designer, art gallery director, curator, owner of Spine Design Studio in the Crossroads Arts District. Luis is currently serving on several board of directors and committees, such as the Art Plus Copy Club, as special event co-chair. He's also with the American Advertising Federation, the Urban Culture Project, the curatorial community, and as vice president of the Hispanic Capital Day, Inc., based in St. Louis. Luis is currently an adjunct professor, lecturer at the Kansas City Art Institute and Metropolitan Community College at Penn Valley Community College. Welcome, my good friend, Luis Garcia. How are
you
tonight?
Hello, Ms. Maria. How are you?
I'm dandy. Thank you so much for coming in this evening. You have a lot going on. Let's first of all talk about your gallery, because it's been here in Kansas City for a number of years. So let's just talk a little bit with that.
Well, yeah, I guess it actually started in 2005. My good friend Marcus Brown, we were friends and students at the Art Institute, and the opportunity for him to have an art gallery from Jim Leedy in his space came up, and so Marcus got the opportunity to clean out this incredible cement, basically this nice cement rectangle right next door to the Leedy.
I remember.
And so, yeah, so it was amazing space. And so he had the opportunity to clean that out, and Jim said, you could have this if you clean this out. So what happened was when, you know, we did all that stuff, he cleaned it out and everything, but then he opened the gallery itself. It was his gallery. And so I came on board with him because he wanted some gallery assistance, really. And so when he ended up going to graduate school, I took it over. So that became the Vault Gallery, and then after that was the Base Gallery in 2007. So I've been down there for a little while now.
Yeah, so, you know, and you're such a welcome addition to the Crossroads area down there for that length of time. You're also the director and owner of Spine.
Yes, Spine is awesome.
Yeah, well, tell us about it.
Well, Spine is a multifaceted studio. We focus on identity, graphic design, web solutions, and communications. But ultimately, we have the artistic approach to every project, mm-hmm. whether that be with an overall campaign that incorporates all those four focuses, or whether or not it becomes more of an art installation.
Mm-hmm. And currently, you have a really exciting exhibition that's going to open this Friday there. Let's talk about that. It's Art Bra this Friday.
Yes, Art Bra is actually something that I had the opportunity to donate to.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very affinity for it because I have it's very close to my heart with some family members mm-hmm. With breast cancer surviving and all other stuff. But when Art Attack, Casey Live, mm-hmm. a year ago, mm-hmm. and I had the opportunity to donate to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for the Comida event mm-hmm. to help with their fundraising and the events there. So I got asked back to do Art Brawl this past early February, mm-hmm. and so I thought about what I wanted to do, and I knew the opportunity to donate my art piece to a particular organization, a not-for-profit in Kansas City. And so I thought about it, and I thought that was the perfect marriage with art donation, and also another respect to my family mm-hmm. Because that was something that I always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I already had stuff in mind I wanted to do through the gallery for that type of event and fundraising. And so when I found Art Bra, because I was actually going to donate no matter what, but this became the bigger opportunity to actually give back to them in a bigger way, so mm-hmm. they get some publicity and also have an opportunity to help support them as well.
So it really began with your work on KC Live's The Art Attack, where you created a Purple Heart, which was a work of art for the breast cancer survivors, and you donated it to the Kansas City Live for the Art Bra Kansas City. Now, Art Bra Kansas City is a unique and fun event that showcases eclectic work of art and bras modeled by survivors to celebrate their triumph over cancer. So this donation was made in memory of your aunt, your tia, Patricia Gomez, mm-hmm. and in honor of Vicky Thomas. So you're one of the featured artists. And where is that going to be held at?
That'll be in the downtown airport. And it'll be actually on May 2nd, on First Friday.
First Friday. Mm-hmm. So it's the signature flight support at 10 Northwest Richards Road at the TWA Museum at the downtown airport, Kansas City. And for more information?
Yeah, well, actually, it's they can go to Art Brawl KC, okay. But I believe the event is sold out, which is incredible.
Terrific. Good, good. Also, at the First Fridays, you feature another artist, and this is going to be at your Spine Studio Bass Gallery for First Friday. And want to talk about that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. When I met Anthony Oropeza, Amigo Man himself, you know, I was enthralled. You know, he's such a great communicator. He has so much to offer to the community with elementary students. But what I really found mirroring in my own life was through something that was all art-related, which was my Uncle Ruben.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like what Anthony does with his comic strip or with his comic books, Amigo Man, and it being bilingual, mm-hmm. My Uncle Ruben Garcia actually started back in the early 70s a bilingual comic strip in Kansas City. It was published in the Kansas City Times.
Really?
Called Chucho's Barrio.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
so, and I actually showed Anthony his book. And so it was very, I guess, fortuitous for us to come together
uh-huh.
because
uh-huh.
That was something that I wanted to promote through my uncle as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then also having the opportunity to work with Anthony to have his first solo show at Bass Gallery Spine Studio.
Right. Because I know Anthony, I've met him several years ago, and he does go out into the community, into the schools, and he talks to children and sort of encourages and inspires them
mm-hmm.
To draw and to write. And it's a mm-hmm. comic strip. Well, it's a character that's based, it's called Amigo Man, and so he's the first Latino sort of super hero
sure. mm-hmm.
here in Kansas City. That Latin Avenger. Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah. So you'll be showing his work, but you're also it's sort of work that he's done over the years, not only with Amigo Man but other
sure.
works.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think there's a lot to be said about artists in general
mm-hmm.
who have that evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know artists are very talented. Coming from a young age or if they discover their passion, you know, in their teens or their early 20s or their 30s
sure.
or whatnot. But when you have all that come together and you can actually build on some of those aspects of your talent but also your mm-hmm. passion for making change and creating a new dialogue with youth,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the most incredible thing you can do for anybody.
So I'm going to take you back a little bit, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but how did you become inspired or what inspired you to become an artist and a gallery owner and, you know, pursue a career in art and in graphic design?
I guess, you know, as you start from a very young age doing what you do,
yeah.
but I think you realize that at a much older age what you were doing all along.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have choices to make and things to do,
mm-hmm.
That's when it actually you can, I think, foresee what's going to happen with your artistic career, what you
mm-hmm.
want to do. Like, I never dreamed of being a gallery owner. It just
yeah.
kind of happened.
Yeah.
Or a gallery
yeah.
director, being able to support artists, show work. Have great events every First Friday, have the great opportunity to even be in the crossroads,
mm-hmm.
You know, through particular networks or channels or people that you know, through school or whatnot. But I don't think that the evolution I ever saw this to happen. I just
mm-hmm.
kept moving down the path.
Sure.
And so things opened up, new paths formed, or I even, like, forged my own. And so now I'm here.
Well, I know when I met you, I hate to date myself, but it was several years ago, I'll put it that way, and you were a photographer, and you were going through the Art Institute and raising your two small children at the time.
Yeah, well, they were like, yeah, they were, I guess they were, they were born in 2006,
wow.
so I graduated from
wow.
Art Institute in 2004,
uh-huh.
so they were still, you know, there was some hope I would ever have children, but also the other fact of that was when you curated the show at the Guadalupe Center for the seniors.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we had the opportunity to take photos of the seniors, and there's so many correlations with, like, family history, the past, but like my family grew up
mm-hmm.
on Bellevue right there,
mm-hmm.
and so that the senior center that they always had provided the arts and crafts and everything else. So when you had asked me to take these pictures of the seniors, I thought that was, like, the biggest honor I could ever give my grandparents, because that was their place.
Well, and that therein lies your heart. You are very rooted into the community. And so with this gallery, you have an opportunity to do something more than show public art in that.
And I think that's the actually evolution of what Base Gallery is doing now, because we have the opportunity now to curate outside the gallery or outside the Crossroads and to bring artists that are all in Kansas City or in the Crossroads even the opportunity to have them showcase their work in other professional developments, you know, really anywhere that we have the opportunity to show work.
And it's not always, it's sometimes an opportunity for new or emerging artists at your gallery to show work too.
Yeah, and also, like, you know, being an alumni of the Art Institute, we get to go back and help critique student work and have them understand the aspects of what's going to happen after after college or art school. You know, we get to showcase and have them perhaps see a new perspective on what they have to do or the entrepreneurial skills they're going to have to develop after school if they want to continue working, you know, solely in the arts.
Okay. You know, I think we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, you have some poetry that you're going to read for us, right?
I believe so.
I don't mean to put you on the spot on that either. So we'll be right back with Luis Garcia. KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm your host, Maria Vasquez Boyd, along with Luis Garcia, writer, multifaceted artist, designer, owner of Spine Gallery. Thank you so much again for coming in this evening. I know you're a very busy man. Yeah. So at the break, I mentioned that you are going to read some of your poetry, and let's talk about that.
Yeah, I don't think most people would understand or even know that I was ever a writer. This was like in the early 90s when I went to Johns County Community College. I really felt passion for poetry, writing, just kind of pulling everything in and like just putting pen to paper and letting those emotions out. So what I think is fascinating about this now is that I have the opportunity to go back to this, expand on it, do different things with it. But as a visual artist and also with a performance background in acting and theater, you know, I have this opportunity to put a whole new, like, I don't want to say spin on it, but a whole new, like, just layer over it.
Well, and as you get older and your life's experiences, you know, things change, your ideas, your writing changes, and so there's always that's an additional layer, you know, of work that happens just sort of naturally.
Yeah.
So if you would like to go ahead and read, we'll
okay,
listen.
So let's give a little bit of, dating to this or how you would like back. This is like early 90s, so this is all about love. So watch out. Okay, so this is called Scared. My beautiful friend, have you ever seen the end? no safety, no sanctuary, innocent in love, flying high as a dove, white with no flight, ground in the dirt, pain in depth, the hurt, insanity of the of tomorrow, virtue of escape from absent sorrow. That was one. Okay, so this one is called Engulfed in You. The roots of our love are wrapped around my heart like a glove. The ripples in the water, the salt in my tears, push me closer to all my fears. Desertion in the desert, the life I do not want to hurt. Sanitize my soul, bleach my mind, in order for me to find the empty order of my boundless blind.
Now, with the poetry that you've written, or the words that you have, do you have a sort of visual? I know right now a lot of poems and writers in poetry, it's really kind of evolved into motion poetry, where there's mm-hmm. also visual connected with written work.
Sure. I think it can do anything I want it to do now.
Sure.
I think that if I wanted to either publish this with the graphic design, that art I produce, yeah. or even curating a book with other artists I want to work with, or even pulling that out into a performance mm-hmm. piece or some mm-hmm. type of other type of visual aspect of putting these things in light. You know, I don't know what it could be, but yeah. I know that it's something I do want to pursue.
Limited edition typography.
Something like that.
I'm not putting words in your mouth.
But, you know, it's something that I think can touch, you know, some people. I think
Absolutely.
That it's also something that people might want to cherish or take home with them. You know, it's another aspect of being an artist
yes,
that
yes.
we can create these things that help us prosper, that help other people move through their emotions, whether it's music, performance, mm-hmm. Visual art, making a change, being an advocate for certain things that you want to make people aware
sure.
of, like I've done in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that becomes a big burden on your shoulder when you want to create something bigger than yourself,
mm-hmm.
and so you have to have other people around you, which is a great thing. I think there's a lot of things you can take from that, and also it doesn't have to be so big in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It can also
mm-hmm.
start small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right. Did you have some more poetry, or...
Oh, I think I'll do one last one.
Okay.
This one's a tad long, but not too long.
Very good.
It's like four paragraphs. So I won't even give this one a title.
Okay.
So insane feelings of you make me blue, feeling dazed and confused only because I have fallen in love with you. I never want us to come to an end. You are the only one to mend. My essence has elongated for this. I can feel it in our kiss. With admiration and devotion, I feel unbellished emotion. To you from me, I vow never to hurt thee. Ecstasy in the yearning of love, I hold in my cove. We promise always to knead things out. Never leave our aura with a doubt. For you I convey to this one day. You relish the moon at night to provide me with light. And I feel no fright. For you, I would do anything to answer your kiss in the wind with a ding. Recall the sun and the moon, the essence of our love in a cocoon. With spring in bloom, we will be together soon. The dawning of trust, with this I must. No worries, no doubts, for our love will always resprout.
Beautiful.
Early 90s poetry when I was around 23 to 25 years old, that's what it was doing.
Honey, we only get better. We only get better with age.
And that's what it is. That's
yeah.
the opportunity to either,
yeah.
you know, dissect these now to do something different with them. You know,
sure.
I don't know what it would be, but, you know, I think that's something you can build on.
Well, and, you know, art is never really finished.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's always the opportunity for something more to come from words or visual art
mm-hmm.
and that. Earlier we talked about the different events going on
mm-hmm.
for First Friday.
Sure.
And so let's recap. You're going to be one of the featured artists at Art Brawl this Friday at the downtown airport. and that's to benefit breast cancer survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that will be at the downtown airport at the TWA Museum at 10 Northwest Richards Road. For more information, you can go to artbrakc.com. And for people who are interested in checking out your studio, Spine Studio and Gallery.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can always go to spinestudio.com, and I know it's a kind of a weird spelling, but it is all about backbone. Remember this, people. Hashtag backbone. SPYNstudio.com. You can always come see the gallery, too, at 2011 Baltimore.
So, aside from First Fridays, could they give you a call if they wanted a special screening or a viewing?
Sure.
Or
I know that during the month of May, with what Anthony's doing, we're going to have a lot of events just because he's so popular and there's so many things are going on with him, and he can actually, you know, have workshops or whatnot, whatever we would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that this month we'll be very busy with that.
Mm-hmm. And so that's Spine Studio at 2011 Baltimore Avenue. It's located in the Kansas City Crossroads District, and that's going to be from 6 to 9 on Friday, right?
On Friday.
And that's Anthony Orpeza. His work, his Omega Man, and some other drawings and...
Sure, and there's also other aspects to the gallery because of the small boutique that Spine has, too, so we get to showcase... other artists like jewelers and textile artists. So, you know, it's a smaller showcase of work, but it's a stuff that, you know, that doesn't necessarily fit into a gallery setting, but it fits into a small boutique or a shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's a great asset to that space.
Mostly local artists, Kansas City?
All local artists. You know, I think there's been some people from the region, but...
Uh-huh.
All local.
And how do you find them, or do they find you?
I think it goes both ways. But I have a opportunity to work with people who are helping curate the space as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another asset to helping having the right mind to have other people help you reach out and help manage that, because it does become unmanageable at times. So you want to be able to make sure that everything's working smoothly.
So the rest of the calendar year, are you pretty well filled for exhibitions every month or new work?
I think there are some slots that are solid, but I still think there are some things that are open. Like when I had the vault going into the base gallery, I was always booked out a year and a half or so.
Yeah.
And that's still the same way, but I've managed that a little bit more where I can actually have pockets of space where I can either curate one show or leave things open so opportunity for someone else can actually just happen.
And so people, if they're interested, they can contact you at spinestudio.com?
Yeah, so they can also go to thebasegallery.com, too, and it all leads the same place.
Okay. And you have a page on Facebook?
Yes, that would be, I guess, how you would, facebook.com/, just look for Spine Studio or The Base Gallery.
Yeah, that's spynstudio.com. And you wanted to give a shout-out to your wonderful...
Yes, I wanted to give a shout-out to my beautiful children, Xavier and Ezekiel. I hope you're listening. I love you.
And how old are they now? Because, you know, it seems like life happens and poof, all of a sudden they're almost as tall as
me. Yeah. Almost. Not there yet, but, yeah, they are 7 and 8 years old.
Are they interested in art? I mean, how could they not be, right?
I think that's a thing with me, too. Like, as children, I think we all have that. And, you know, they have that in schools. They want to express themselves in other ways. But I know that they have that in them because I've seen them work that way.
And it's interesting as they grow older and become adults. It will be interesting to hear them talk about their experience growing up around an artist dad.
I don't think they know what they're around yet because they appreciate it.
Yeah.
They respect it. They love seeing my friends who are all artists too, and even the actors that that I'm around. Like they appreciate, and I think they'll appreciate it obviously more as they get older. But right
now
I think it's just a part of them having fun and growing up.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you, Luis Garcia, for coming in. And again, we're going to mention that you are the featured artist at the Art Bra this Friday at the downtown airport, Kansas City, Missouri. And also check out Anthony Orpeza at the Spine Studio Base Gallery at 2011 Baltimore Avenue. Thank you so much, my
friend. Thank you very much, Maria. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And now we're going to bring on my lovely co-host, Blair Shulman, and he's going to talk about who's on for next Wednesday.
That's right. Oh, just a week from right this second. I'm going to have lovely Corey Emig. She has a new solo show at City Ice Arts, and we're going to be talking about her work, her new show, her new studio space, and all the good things that have been happening to her. So tune in next week at 6 o'clock, but right now stay tuned for From Art to Microchip, followed by LA Theater Works at 7, then Chamber Music with Dr. Mike at 9 p.m., and Vibes with Val at 11 p.m. I want to thank you all for listening, and especially to Maria Vasquez Boyd, who does such a lovely job of helping us, and thank you to our guests, and especially to you, our listeners.